to the podium. Are we rolling, Ms. Reese? Okay, I would like to call this meeting of the City Council of University City to order at 6:30. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Jennings.
Present.
Councilmember Carr.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Glickert. Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Crow.
Here.
Mayor Welsh.
We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of council have an item to or a change to the agenda? Mr. Crow?
Thank you, Ms. Welch. I would like to add to the agenda the appointment of Timothy Dugan to the Green Practices Commission.
Thank you. Is there any other changes, Ms. Carr?
No.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the agenda as amended, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations for tonight. We now move on to the approval of minutes from the October 9th, 2017 regular session. Is there a motion to approve? Ms. Carr moves. Is there a second? Mr. McMahon seconds. Before we move forward, Ms. Reese, I would like to recuse myself from the vote since I was not in at the meeting. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to appointments. Mr. Crow, you have two appointments.
Thank you. The first appointment, I would like to name Carl Hoagland to be nominated to the Park Commission.
Is there a second? Mr. McMahon seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Crow?
I would also like to nominate Timothy Dugan to the Green Practices Commission.
Thank you. Is there a second? Mr. McMahon, any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Smotherson, you have an appointment?
Yes, Kevin Taylor. I'm nominating Kevin Taylor to the Park Commission.
Thank you very much. Is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Ms. Carr, you have an appointment?
Yes. I would like to nominate Gloria Nickerson to the Senior Commission, replacing William Thomas.
Thank you very much. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings, is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. I would like to nominate Margaret Holly to the Plan Commission. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. I would also like to reappoint David Nyers, Naomi Stevenson, Pamela Mason, Timothy Levin, and Robert Gadd to the IDA. Is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on. We have no swearing in tonight. We now move on to citizen participation. Is that one? Thank you very much. The two I have are for later in the agenda. So we have no request to speak at this time, so we will continue. We have no public hearings at this time. We have nothing on the consent agenda. We now move on to the city manager's report. Mr. Adams.
Thank you, Mayor. And council, city staff would like to recommend the approval of the contract for the 95-gallon recycling carts.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Jennings, is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Adams.
Yes, Mayor. Staff is recommending the approval for the planning consultant service contract for the Olive and 170 and Olive North redevelopment areas.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Ms. Carr, is there a second? Mr. Jennings, is there any discussion? I would just like to say that I will vote in favor of this, but I think I think some of our Ward 3 neighbors may be taken aback by the city looking for ideas on redevelopment of the whole northern third part of our city. I wish that we had done some PR for our residents in Ward 3 specifically, explaining to them what it's all about, so they do not become overly concerned about the future of their homes. Any further discussion? Ms. Carr.
There is no concern for the future of the homes in Ward 3. This is simply a way to incorporate areas in the third ward to benefit from the redevelopment, the engine being this development at I-170. But if you do have any concerns, please bring them to Councilmember Smotherson or myself. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Adams.
Yes, staff recommends the approval for the restated and amended preliminary funding agreement with U-City and the LLC.
Thank you very much. Mr. Jennings moves approval. Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor? Oh, Ms. Carr?
So I would like to tell those that are unfamiliar with this that the developer is actually picking up the tab for that enhanced study. And so that doesn't happen unless the developer has confidence. And we also have confidence. Again, I think it's a very good thing. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to unfinished business. Ms. Reese, may we have the second reading of Bill number 9332.
An ordinance approving a final plat for a minor subdivision of a tract of land to be known as 7430 Delmore Condominiums.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance approving a final plat for a minor subdivision of a tract of land to be known as 7430 Delmore Condominiums.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Glickert moves approval. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Crow?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Ms. Reese, is Mr. Crow at another place on the list tonight?
I'm sorry. Did I call him twice?
Yeah. Just be aware. Okay. Thank you
sorry.
Very much. Now we move on to Bill number 9333. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Crow moves. Is there a second? Mr. McMahon, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Crow?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings?
Aye.
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert? Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. Now we move on to Bill number 9334. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Crow moves. Who would like to second? Mr. McMahon, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings? Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Crow?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. Okay, now we move on to Bill number 9335. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending various sections of Chapter 405, Subdivisions and Land Development Regulations to revise land disturbance total area regulations as provided herein.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending various sections of Chapter 405, Subdivisions and Land Development Regulations to revise land disturbance total area regulations as provided herein.
Thank you. What's the pleasure of the council? Ms. Carr moves. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings seconds. Is there any discussion? Ms. Carr?
I just wanted to ask, what controls the land disturbance of parcels under 1 acre that are not associated with a larger development?
So. Mr. Adams, might we ask the appropriate staff person to come in?
Thank you.
Currently, we have grading and land disturbance standards in our code, but we under 1 acre, there is no MSD or DNR regulated rules. Mm-hmm. MSD, the university is a has recently become a municipal separate storm sewer system community, MS4 community, and we're in the process of applying those, upgrading our rules to meet the requirements for becoming an MS4 community. Currently, there is no rules that apply for land disturbance under 1 acre. MSD is in the process. MSD regulates, MSD runs or governs this MS4 permitting for our region. We become co-permittees under MSD as our municipality. As they develop the rule for less than 1 acre, our current plan is to follow that guidance and bring that to council for an approval once it's it can be set up, but currently we don't have any guidance for less than 1 acre land disturbance in our community.
Okay, the reason that I'm asking is that most of our parcels, most of our lots, are under 1 acre, and that I've had some complaints with infill or new builds of water runoff into their neighbors' basements or creating other problems. So I think it's something that we have to look at. Even if we don't have the guidance from MSD, I'd like to make sure that we are taking a look at that.
For sure.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Thank you, sir. Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Jennings? Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert? Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Crowe?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9336. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Glickert moves approval. Is there a second? Mr. Crowe, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Carr?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Glickert?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Jennings? Councilmember Crowe?
Aye.
Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to new business. We have no resolutions for tonight. We have Bill number 9337. Who would like to introduce? Ms. Carr, Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance adopting regulations for consideration of stormwater quality and management in site design by amending Chapter 405, Subdivisions and Land Development Regulations, Article 6, Land Development Regulations as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9338. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Crowe, may we have the first reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulation as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We now move on to Bill number 9339. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson, may we have the first reading, please?
An ordinance of the City Council of the City of University City, Missouri, declaring 1351 North Hanley Avenue a blighted area and approving a redevelopment plan for the area.
Thank you very much. We now move on to council reports and business.
One real quick question, if I may. Mm-hmm. Did we take care of the typographical error in the 400 block versus 500 block of that? There was a concern, the The description on the agenda says the 400 block of Melville, the 400 block of Kings, which it should say 500. So I'm just trying to make sure there was an email communication from the affected citizens that said there was a typographical error, and one of our city employees acknowledged that there was a typographical error. So I just want to make sure that since we're reading this in, that actually this is not the 400 block, it is the 500 block of Melville and of Kingsland.
Mr. Adams?
I mean, just so that we have that for if we need to amend it the next time around, but there is a typographical error that the city has been made aware of.
Yeah, we'll take care
of
it.
So if we need to amend next time, it will come back to the next meeting. Okay, thank you very much. We now move on to council reports and business. For new appointments needed, Mr. McMahon has an appointment to Green Practices, as does Ms. Carr, as does Mr. Glickert, who also has an appointment to the Senior Commission. Mr. Jennings has an appointment to Traffic and the Senior Commission, and I have an appointment to Urban Forestry and Plan Commission. Does any member of council have a report to a commission on a commission to which he or she liaises? Ms. Carr.
Thank you. Ms. Reese, can you pass out a copy of this to everyone, one copy for Mr. Adams and one copy for you as well? This is a memorandum that was sent to Mr. Alpazlan, to Ms. Raganti, and to myself from the University City Park Commission. And they have two questions because they do have some problems. One of them is, is the current noise ordinance sufficient to address offensive behavior at the park facilities? And it's now that there's Bluetooth, there's a loud playing of music, and there have been quite a few complaints, playing of radios, et cetera, quite a few complaints of peace in the park being disturbed. And so they would like us to take a look at the ordinances, see if they need any amendments or new portions. And the second is that there seems to be an issue with some people selling their services to, for instance, teach golf or to teach or to lead, give classes on yoga or various other things. We have a recreation department that usually provides the personnel for that. We do have some ordinances regarding selling goods on park facilities, but I don't think we have anything that addresses the selling of services or the provision of services for monetary exchange. So the Park Commission would like staff to take a look at it. So, Mr. Walker, can we?
Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams, thank you. Okay. Mr. Adams, yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. Well, okay. So, can you please take a look at this and let us know at some point what options are available, either amending, strengthening, or whether you see that the regulations are sufficient? Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, hearing none. Boards and commission task force minutes will be included in packets when they're available. We now move on to other discussions in business. First up is the neighborhood etiquette booklet, and we do have two requests to speak on that. So, Mr. Smotherson, I'd like to call those people up. First, Kathy Strotman. Could I ask that you turn the microphone on when you come, off when you leave, limit your comments to 5 minutes, and please give us your phone name and address. Thank you.
Kathy Strotman, 6855 Plymouth Avenue. I'd like to encourage the council members to move forward with the neighborhood etiquette book. I think it would be a very helpful tool for those of us who live in more interesting areas of the city. A lot of things aren't covered by codes and ordinances that need to be addressed, and this would be kind of an easier way for neighbors to take care of that. And I thank Mr. Smotherson for his hard work on that. You aren't going to hear. Nah, I'm not going to stop yapping at you, though. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Tom Jennings.
Yeah, Tom Jennings, 7055 Forsyth. I want to thank Mr. Smotherson for addressing this, bringing it to our attention, and hopefully we will do something about it. Having lived on Forsyth for 45 years in the same house, dealing with the incoming and outgoings of the houses on the south side, mostly when we moved in there, I knew everybody in there, literally. Now I hardly know anybody because it's the students coming in and going, and you wind up with a situation where the etiquette is not there. Too many times we've had to call the police and ask them to do something about it. I've had meetings in my backyard with both Washington University and the city of University City Police Captain and addressed them, and it has gotten better. But simple things. I mean, when they come in and when they move, all of a sudden they're backing a truck up to these houses. You know, years ago, people didn't think about that. They would carry their stuff in. Now they back it up, but when they leave, the city sidewalk is cracked up. You know, we got to pay for that. You know, plus, when the ruts are there, they don't care. They're driving off and leaving. I really think that something like this that can address it, and actually, if somebody's moving in, you give them the mag, give them the etiquette. Give them the book and say, hey, this is what we do expect. We expect it of our citizens and we expect it of new citizens. And I think it's a great idea. Hopefully we can do that. I know it's probably a little more complex to write it up, but however it's done, I think it can only be a benefit to the whole city and make it a little nicer place for all of us. Like I said, there used to be years ago, the etiquette just seemed to be built in. Today, they just seem like whatever I want to do, I can do. And, you know, hopefully something like this could address that and make it better for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Smotherson?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I do appreciate the support from Mr. Jennings and Kathy on that. But also, I'd like the council to support this and approve this, because I think it's a necessary tool. I know that we need in the Third Ward, you know, because one of the things I've been looking at is how to introduce certain things to neighbors. And the problem I have is there's no tool to actually do that. And I don't want their first experience to be a citation from the police or a visit from the police or a court-type citation. So I'd like there to be a way and a tool that we can actually use to introduce certain things to neighbors as a re-education to the etiquette of neighborhoods. And I think a lot of, in some certain situations, we've lost that. And there are people that don't have any contact with City Hall, and they'll never have any contact with City Hall. So, again, it's a tool, it's a resource for neighbors, and again, an introduction and re-education for people who don't have that information.
Thank you. Any other discussion? To say that I support the impulse behind this, Mr. Smotherson. And I was not here last week when I think you guys had a long discussion on this. My concerns, well, first of all, I think it should be in roars and maybe in a design that it can become a hanging thing on the refrigerator, a sheet that can come out. I think we're getting ready to go to press on the calendar. There's a possibility that some of this could be in the calendars, which go into every home. And I guess my concern is that if we do something like this, I would feel better if we had a professional design it and have some other eyes looking at it. Some of the stuff that's said in it, I think, might be off-putting to some. For instance, one line says, "Don't lend." It's best not to lend to the neighbors, and others will say, well, that's what neighbors are, you borrow. So I do think the information is good, and I think we should try to get it in the roars and maybe the calendar, but maybe do a different book that could be given out to new residents and have available, but have a professional design it and finalize the copy and all of that.
Absolutely. No, this was something that I just created myself and paid for it and just made it up. So I do want staff to look at it, and I do want it to be professionally done. And the only problem I have with it going in roars, and it can be announced in roars, and we can always put ad things in roars, but the problem with roars is that I need something that we can, that a neighbor can say, I need that booklet for this reason, or I, you know, specifically to give it and make it a part of a welcoming packet that we give to in reference to people that apply for occupancy permits. Understand also that there are renters and owner landlords that in some cases the people they rent to, I don't even believe in some cases, don't even show up at City Hall and apply. So again, there are people that aren't aware of certain things. And believe it or not, and I always go to the example of one thing, and it's not a rule necessarily, but staff can look that up and research it and see if it's a rule in other communities. But, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, barbecuing on the front porch and leaving your barbecue pit, and it sits there. I mean, there are people that it literally sits in their front yard or on their front porch. Not to say that and that might offend some people, but there are just things that we need to address in a nice way and just have a discussion. Also, the one other thing that I'd like this council to do is take responsibility in that I put my name on the front. Again, I just made this up. It doesn't have to have my name. It doesn't have to have the council's name. It can have the city's. But I'd like as a council person that the people that get these booklets can call us for conversation. Call us to complain, because I want to have that conversation with them. And I've done that, but I just didn't have the tool to do it. So that's it.
So I am fine with proceeding to have staff look at it and have a professional designer. I thought we were voting on this. Okay, Mr. Crow.
I really want to know who the neighbor is who keeps barbecuing, because someone really has his goat on this one, because he's mentioned that one three times. I don't know that you want to vote, but can we really just authorize the city manager and staff to move forward with the general parameters of the neighborhood etiquette book and then come back to council with the draft? Is that okay with you, city manager? Is that okay with you? I mean, yeah, let's just do this and move it off the agenda and keep going.
Absolutely.
So is there consensus that we're asking staff to move ahead and come back to us when they have something to show us?
Right, and I want staff to add UCity pictures, because I just couldn't find a UCity picture right off the bat. I'm terrible at downloading stuff, so that's why.
Okay, next is MSD Storage Facility, Mr. Smotherson and Ms. Carr.
Okay, well, I think this is an obvious request, and that is that we're at the time that we've asked our citizens to make a choice, and they've looked at the MSD options, and MSD has passed out the feedback packets, and certain ones of us have actually put that access, and so I think it's actually a natural progression that the council now decide and make a decision on what options we as a council can give to our city manager and have that information given to MSD before we have the meeting on Monday, on Wednesday of this week and Monday of next week. And I'll start right off if you don't mind. And that is one of the things that I was concerned about with those options is that my concern is that I don't want to see any residential property at all touched. No residential property at all touched. And if MSD is offering options that way, and cost, not my concern, but if they're making, if they have these lists of options and they're offering that to us, then I think that the logical two options for me, and again, and I'd like to hear that discussion with the council, and that is option C7 and the Heman Park option. And those are the two logical options to me, and that is, and specifically because they are isolated within themselves, meaning that option C7 takes the front end of the Mandrian House parking lot, and it doesn't touch any residential property at all. And also then you have option with that has Heman Park option. And again, no residential property. Those two options are isolated within themselves. And I think that's important to understand. Any other option actually addresses residents in the third ward, and I don't want any residents in the third ward touched.
Mr. Smotherson, I've told people who've written me that I actually support options C, option six, but I've also said I don't want to go on record. I don't want to vote on anything until I hear what our residents say at the meetings that are coming up and until we get the feedback and until I know I asked at our meeting with MSD that they provide us more detail. I asked them for the pros and cons of C, option six. I don't know if others asked for other pros and cons. I need a lot more information before I can vote. Mr. Glickert and then Mr. Jennings.
We've had two meetings with MSD, a study session, and I think we've had tremendous strides in progress. And I will concur with the mayor that we have two more meetings coming up. And I'd like to hear what they MSD has to say, because the first round, they gave us two options. And then this last round, they gave us quite a few more options. So they may have some more options. I like what I've heard, especially with Mr. Smotherson right now with the C7 one. I like that one. I'm a little concerned about the storage facility in a public facility, meaning Heman Park. That might have some charter issues connected to it. But I'd really like to wait to hear what the MSD brings to the table in the next two meetings and then proceed from there.
Mr. Jennings, then Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I don't think we want to, draw another sort of line in the sand. I do appreciate that the MSD has come back and hit the reset button and now has showed us all the options. I, too, like option C6 because I think it's an opportunity for an underdeveloped, underused property to be used with the tanks being in the back, used parking in the back on the back of that lot, and then frontage used for development. So I think that's another option. I'm not really concerned about cost. I know that MSD has not spent much of the $4.3 billion in this project. They're still in the early stages of it. So I like to see them put as much money into U City initially. So I'd say let's continue to negotiate. They know what we stand for. They know what we're about. They know that we want no houses taken. So let's explore the best out of those options. Also, I don't want to see Heman Park touched, too. It means that the park, which many people use, part of it will be rendered unusable for a number of years.
Ms. Carr?
Well, like Mr. Smotherson, I do not want houses taken or easements struck with homeowners so that somebody can take their garage or go through the back of their property. And just as importantly, I do not want these tanks located in the rear of 12 residences on Glenside Place. So that eliminates option C6 for me, and put C7 in a position of being more preferential, in my opinion. If you say it is unacceptable to put those tanks, and by the way, tunnels and tanks do fail over time, maybe not in the first 10, 20, 30 years, but they do fail. And I don't want to, I read one person that said, well, these people live near the River De Pere. Apparently she hasn't been on Glenside Place. There are a few houses that are near the River De Pere. Many of them are not. It is not fair to put the burden on those residents to have those tanks in back of their property when we have other options from which to choose. So I prefer C7. I don't think it actually doesn't take up the whole parking lot, the front of the parking lot. There are sections up there that can be redeveloped. And quite frankly, the fact that the businesses on that lot have not thrived is a market kind of thing, as opposed to the actual physical structure of those buildings. It's investment in those buildings. It is there has been no redevelopment or investment in that lot for as long as I can remember. It went from Target to Grandpa's, and then a series of smaller buildings. So we can't blame the lack of economic development on an old design. So for me, C7 is preferable. However, I would accept the building in Heman Park. My reservation is that it would take a vote of the people. But as someone who is very well versed in hydraulics and hydraulic engineering said to me, they can put the ball fields back on top, they can put watering, they can put drainage, they could make it a year-round kind of thing. It still would place a large, and I mean a fairly large building, the pump house, in Heman Park. And where that would be located would depend upon the location of the tank or the configuration that they were putting there. So I can't support any option that that puts those tanks not only on someone's property but near someone's property. I just think that is unfair for a handful of residents to bear the burden for the rest of us. We already know that the city is bearing the burden for much of the other region. So let's do it in such a way that it harms no one and still allows MSD to meet the obligations of the consent decree.
Mr. Crow?
I think the fact that we're just having this conversation after we've had numerous meetings now, some individually and some as a group, and then the citizens as well with MSD, is a strength as to the position we're at least now seeing ourselves in versus when we were first given the faint accompli of option A or option B, you choose how many houses you want to lose, which was still an eye-popping experience. I guess a couple of things to my colleagues on both sides of this. I hope that everyone's understanding that, you know, we were presented with a number of options at our last large meeting with MSD. We probably got 14 options. And whether everyone likes it or not, you've sort of narrowed it down to three. And it may be good for my colleagues to pause for a moment and say, we've narrowed it down to three. I really don't believe that we have to narrow it down to one yet. I think it would be good to actually sit down with MSD in a limited setting and say, you presented us with 14. It looks to me like my colleagues have interest in three of them. Can we walk through a more detailed presentation of the pros and cons of these three so that we all have a better understanding then of what these things bring to us? Now, if I'm missing something strategically, please let me know. If I'm missing something time-wise, please let me know. But we've gone from 2 to 14 to 3. And so it seems to me that MSD, it's very easy to hate MSD, and I get that. It's very easy to be upset with them. But we're going to be working with them for some time. And it would make sense to me to at least sit down with them and have a conversation and say, we appreciate the 14. It seems to me when I listen to these colleagues, we're down to 3. Can you give us more detailed information on these three? Because I think we all understand from the last meeting, no one knows if those numbers are right at all. None of us know if those numbers are right. And in fact, there's still a discussion amongst us as to whether or not we probably need a little bit of help even on the three proposals that we may have narrowed this down to, because I'm not certain, with all due respect to our folks in Public Works, that they have the time or the expertise to do this. And so before we get into a match here, which is C6 or C7 or Heman Park, it seems to me that it would make sense for us to, we've come a long way down this road, to gather some more information. And I can't remember who said it the last time, but I actually do believe it would benefit us greatly to have the access to an outside expert to go through the three proposals that we have and say, you tell us. I mean, you know, we're talking about $120 million, $114, $112. I mean, the margin of error there is massive. And to me, it makes sense for us I really have to say it again. I do not believe this is fair to our Public Works Department to ask them to take on this responsibility. I am not saying anything about their capability. I believe that everybody's got to understand where our head count is in city employees, and it does not make sense for us to add this burden onto that department. They are welcome to supervise it, to guide it any way, shape, or form, but I really do think all of us here should take a moment and pause and go through the three proposals that we've got and get some professional help to guide us through this process.
Mr. McMahon.
Thank you. And that's, I was going to follow up with Councilman Crow's comments as well. But I think overriding that, it seems like there's a good consensus on council that we could go back to MSD with. I think what drives the decisions to the three, we've come to a quick consensus early on once we were given the choice of two. And I think those are the things that are driving those decisions. So at least we can have that discussion with MSD, why we think these are the ones that are the most important. We had that consensus, I think, very quickly between all seven of us that we are now getting down to moving it 30 to 60 feet in a parking lot or maybe into a public area. Those are very different discussions than that we had to get us to this point. And so that's, I think, a compliment to all of us to be able to have those discussions, come to that for the residents' benefits, regardless of what we may see as the best or better options personally, but we're doing this in a way that reflects what the residents want and what we've heard, and so that we can do that in that way. We've done that. I'd also like to think, I think if I remember the timeline for this, I think part of this, you have to give staff some credit. I think they proposed some of these options to MSD before they came back to A or B back in the beginning of this process, and I think staff was already looking at what our residents might like and not like, because I think some of these were the questions that our staff asked to MSD and said, can't we move this across the street? Can't we go over here? And MSD came back and said, not feasible, whatever that means. And so I do want to give some credit to our staff for already driving that discussion and hopefully getting that into some of these plans we've already seen. So I give them some credit as well. But I think we do have some good consensus through the work and discussions we've had so far.
Mr. Smotherson?
Just quickly, I just wanted to say I would agree if we could just have a consensus on three, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that at all, and have our city manager at least give that information to MSD. Part of the problem that I have is that the what I'm worried about is that the meeting on the 25th and the meeting on the 30th are public meetings, and they're basically going to just represent what they've already presented to this council. And I think that's what they're just going to offer the public, that option of speaking. But again, all their, as far as I can see, all they're presenting is what they presented to us. And that's what they're going to do on the 25th and the 30th now. So then what I asked our city manager is, what my concern is when will we have that opportunity to sit down and talk as a council with MSD about those options, as Councilman Crow mentioned. And that's my concern, is when that's going to happen, because we have no timeline on anything. You know, we're just...
Mr. Adams, could we, if the first meeting is on the 25th with the public and the second is on the 30th, could you speak to MSD and see if they could be back with us at an early study session on the 13th of November, which I think is our next meeting? And you might convey to them that at the end of this meeting, there seems to be consensus on the council that we would like more information on the three mentioned tonight, which is Area C, Option 6, 7, and Heman Park.
Absolutely. just for the record, an MSD representative did call to try and ascertain what the council discussion would be for tonight, so they are paying attention, I'll just say that.
Thank you, Ms. Carr.
So I wanted to follow up on Mr. Crow's suggestion. If you don't mind, I'd like to ask some questions. So assuming that we do hire a consultant, and we actually have some people who live in University City that are kind of well-versed in this. I mean, that is their livelihood. from where would we take the money, and how soon would you anticipate that we would take a look at this?
Well, I believe that whenever you say, where is the money going to come from, I would automatically look to our city manager and to our director of finance and say, where do we have a little bit tucked away? Frankly, if it needs to, if in fact it does need to come out of reserves, it does. I mean, I really don't shy away from that, but I also don't know the estimated cost. I also am delighted if it's someone from University City. I really just, my point in saying this is that I think far too often we tend to just say that we have staff that can do these things, and I think you've got to look around the building and see that the number of staff we have is not quite what it has been in the past. And so in my mind, it would be one that literally we would have to go through, depending on the size of the contract, it'd either go through the approval process, or if it's under the city manager's authority, that would be fine, and then it would go through a budget amendment, as all things do.
So, Mr. Adams, you're the one to answer this. So what would a relative timeline be? Because at some point, we would want an analysis outside of what MSD might offer. I think we want to hear what they have to say, but I agree with Mr. Crow that I have a bottom line, and for me it is that this tank will be near no one's home and will take no one's property. But other than that, I don't even pretend to be an expert at this. So I'm trying to learn and understand what's going on the best I can. But I certainly don't mind if we carve out space for a professional evaluation.
I would like to suggest that. That we find out before we move forward on this aspect of the discussion, that we find out from Public Works what research they have already done, what engineering analyses may already be done. I had said in the past that I thought we looked at Heeman Park back when I was first on the council back in 2002 or 2003. I think we just should find out what staff has done, and then as Mr. McMahon said, staff had looked at a lot of these at the beginning of the process in the year where our staff was talking to MSD staff. So find out where we stand before we move forward. And if we are asking someone to do the whole engineering from ground zero, we're talking about a pretty penny. If we're asking them to evaluate the MSD drawings and engineering specifications and assumptions, that's something else, but this is not a cheap project. Any other discussion? Oh, Mr. McMahon.
And I don't know if Mr. Adams would have the possibility to talk to MSD about this, but as they're seemingly wanting to move these large tanks into us and giving us the options and the way this fell out, maybe it would be a conversation to just at least float across their desk that they might want to help contribute to this surprisingly new situation to help us fund that study. We'll pick the person looking and maybe they'll talk to us. It's something that at least they can always tell us no, but it's something we could put out there.
Okay. Thank you very much. We now move on to citizen participation. We have no more requests to speak, and now we move on to council comments. Any member of council have any comments he or she would like to make? Mr. Crow?
Thank you, Ms. Welsh. Again, to all of you, thanks for coming out. Hopefully tonight's a relatively brief meeting. Still hope I haven't jinxed us for the end of the meeting. And to you who did come out, hopefully you have seen tonight what I consider to be a very healthy discussion amongst colleagues about MSD and frankly about the etiquette booklet that was put forward by Councilmember Smotherson, and a consensus was reached. I would also like to mention in my comments tonight that prior to tonight's public session, the City Council held a closed session. And we determined at the end of the closed session that it would be appropriate for us to disclose the information that we discussed in the closed session tonight and not necessarily wait the 72 hours. So tonight in the closed session, the city council unanimously voted to authorize the city manager to, the interim city manager, to enter into a settlement agreement with former city manager Lehman Walker. The terms of that settlement will be made available to the public. You can contact either the city clerk or the interim city manager for copies of that settlement. And again, it was unanimously approved by all seven members of council. In a separate vote, a resolution was passed by the council that provided background information, factual, as to what occurred throughout this process. You also may receive copies of that information from contacting either the city clerk or the interim city manager. In the terms of the agreement, the parties have 7 days. It's clear in the agreement to look back. And so we thought it was still appropriate, since it's clearly in the agreement that everybody has 7 days, but the agreement was signed and the city council approved it unanimously tonight.
Ms. Carr?
Continuing upon that, some of you realize that three of us were sued in our individual capacity and countersued, and we have also signed a mutual release and dismissal agreement with Mr. Walker, and a copy of that, although it is personal, and we had our own personal attorney, a copy of that will be entered into the record.
Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, I would like to adjourn this meeting at 7:22 p.m. Thank you all for coming.